1535, the Anglican Church was established and England moved to Protestantism. 1539, because of this, Reading Abbey was closed. Well, you might think, why close the abbey? Because the abbey is just a church, and a church could be Protestant or Catholic. It doesn't matter. Well, of course, the point was that Henry VIII wanted money. The church was very rich. The church had a lot of money, but it also had a lot of wealth inside the churches. The roof was made of lead. Lead could be sold for a lot of money. The windows were stained glass windows. You could sell them to make money. Inside the church was lots of gold, lots of jewels. So Henry VIII sent his soldiers to the churches. They took everything, sold it, and then he was able to build more ships. But as a result, during this period of history, many churches were destroyed. And one of them was Reading Abbey. The abbot, the head of the abbey, opposed King Henry VIII, said that what he was doing was wrong. And as a result, he was put into prison. And in 1539, he was executed because he challenged the king. This is the stone relief. It's very difficult to see anything, but very much in the middle is Hugh Faringdon before he was executed. They had a very nasty way of executing people. They would drag them through the streets of the town so everybody could throw things at them. They would whip them and then pull the body until the bones started to break. Hang them until they were nearly dead, and then very kindly cut them into four pieces. The English people were very nice in those days. The expression is hung, drawn, and quartered. Hung for the hanging, drawn for pulling out, and then quartered, cutting the body into four parts. Isn't that nice? Moving ahead, after Henry VIII, we move into Elizabeth I. Elizabeth I seemed to like Reading. I think we could say that Henry VIII didn't particularly like Reading, but Elizabeth I did. She visited Reading several times, and in 1560, a very important new law was introduced, what we call a charter, which is a kind of law. She decreed that Reading was to be governed by its mayor, not by the church. The church was not the governor of Reading, but the mayor, nothing to do with the church, a civil person, was to become the governor of Reading. And as a result, Reading was going to keep the income from the market. It wouldn't go to the church, but it would stay within the town. So this is an important change in the way that the town was governed. It remains at this time a wool and leather town. It's close to farms, close to water. But in the middle of Elizabeth I's reign of England, there was a decline in the cloth trade, the cloth made from wool. This was mainly because the trade in the Netherlands and Belgium, or what we could call the Lowlands, became much stronger, and the English trade went down. And as a result, at the end of the 16th century in Reading, there was a lot of poverty. People who were working in the wool trade lost their jobs. And many people became poor. There weren't enough jobs to be had. Now, I don't know, have you been to the Oracle? Yes, okay, so you've heard the name the Oracle. You might be wondering why it's called the Oracle. I mean, the word Oracle nowadays means somebody who can predict the future. A special person with an ability to predict the future. But the origin of the word Oracle in Reading goes back to the late 16th century. John Kendrick was a businessman. Well, he was the owner of a cloth business. He became very rich through the cloth trade. When he was getting old, he was upset to see many of his workers becoming poor. And so he decided that when he died, half of his money would go to the poor. To help the poor. He died. For a while, his brother resisted the idea that the money should go to the poor. But then, after about 10 years, the money was put into building a workhouse. A large set of buildings in the centre of town, where the Oracle is now. That was originally a large set of buildings with shelter for poor people and workplaces where they could work for a very small amount of money, but they would get food and shelter.